Hello, everyone, and welcome to our short-form series of Vegas TMI podcast called What the... This is where we answer questions and comments that we get on social media, and we get a lot of them. We'll continue to do our longer-form podcast, but we're going to do these shorter ones in between because we get a lot of questions and we got a lot of topics to cover. We're starting with a recent announcement about a new fund that has some people confused and thinking we're now in the nonprofit business. So, Jen, what the... is up with the Mayor's Fund for Las Vegas Life.
Yes, it has a very long government name. The city has started a new fund that aims to pool public and private resources to work on key issues that improve the quality of life for all residents. So the focus areas of the Mayor's Fund for Life are livability, innovation, future, and education. So projects that will be supported through this fund include the Courtyard Project and homelessness, public art, the Las Vegas Book Festival, equitable internet access, corporate challenge, a youth employment program, summer learning academies, and Strong Start academies to support preschool education and underperforming elementary schools.
Yeah, it's too bad it's not the Mayor's Fund for Las Vegas Plife, because then the P could be podcasting. But why do we need this type of funding? Aren't we taxpayer funded as it is? Well, I'm glad you asked yourself that question, Shane.
Answer your own question.
This is going to help fill the gap that government can't fund alone. So we have a limited number of taxpayer dollars, and we have a vision and a plan to address things, but we don't always have the resources. So the limited funds that we have to go into different buckets. This helps us to expand on what we have. And also, one advantage of this kind of funding is that you can do things that are hard for government to do. Whereas all taxpayer money, you know, there's roadblocks and there's lots of approvals and process, you can actually move more nimbly and take more risky projects with donated funds. So it's been a big hit in places like New York and Los Angeles. They have their own mayor's funds. Now, they also have tons of millionaires. New York has 81,000 people that make over $5 million. LA has 43,000. Las Vegas has a paltry 5,400. So we don't quite have the access to all the millionaires that they may have, but I think it's still going to be a good way to get philanthropic donors, private companies, and foundations to help us out with what we're trying to do.
Yeah, and it's pretty impressive. I mean, that Mayor's Fund in New York City raised $18 million last year, which is a huge amount of money. And I mean, even if we only raise a fraction of that here in Las Vegas, it can still make a big impact. So a great example of one of the projects that is going to be a big part of this fund is our new Homeless Courtyard Resource Center. So homelessness is obviously a long-term challenge for us and one that we still haven't successfully tackled. We, though, have set a lofty goal to end homelessness, but we can't do it alone. There are many issues and moving parts that prevent us from shouldering the financial burden of what it's going to cost to really tackle this problem. And through this fund, we'll be able to work with private partners to address key need areas so that we can maximize public funding by bringing in private funds too. And powerful things can happen when everyone joins together to advance a cause.
So it may sound like we're running a nonprofit, but we're actually not. And it's not going to jeopardize funding for other causes in Las Vegas. Some people think that it's a zero-sum game with only so much money to go around. But actually, some people will be more likely to donate to something like the city because, you know, you don't have the time to vet all these other foundations and causes. And also, it pulls in, you know, I'm sure the mayor's got a lot of rich friends that she can tap for money. So it helps to have the mayor's backing. And don't worry, it's not a slush fund for the mayor. The money that goes in gets approved by a board. So the mayor doesn't make the decisions on how this money is made. In addition to that, Jen,
yeah,
right,
goes into buckets. You get to pick when you make the donation what cause you want it to go to, which really puts the power of the donation in the hands of the person giving the money, which is really powerful.
Right. So we're all just increasing what we can do here at the city, and you can support a specific cause. You can learn more about the Mayor's Fund for Las Vegas Life at mayorsfundlv.org.
Mm-hmm. Know some motivated kids who want to improve their neighborhood? We've got a grant for that. Youth ages 8 through 18 are encouraged to apply for our Youth Neighborhood Association Partnership Program, or YNAP, grant for up to $1,000 for a neighborhood project. Past projects have included things like food pantries, community gardens, neighborhood cleanups, and more. Applications are due by October 31st. You can learn more at lasvegasnevada.gov/YNAP.
Okay, Jen, thanks for that PSA on the YNAP grant. So that's money talk. Let's shift gears here. Let's talk about living. So redevelopment is in full steam downtown, but there's one missing piece. So Jen, what the is up with downtown living?
Well, we hear all the time that people want to live downtown, but they can't find the right residence. And the reality is we need more options for those that want to live downtown.
Some businesses looking to relocate take into consideration whether or not their employees can find housing near enough to walk or bike to work, take public transit, you know, all those things that are hip with the millennials. To attract those types of businesses, you need more housing options. The ability to attract bigger retailers like grocery stores depends on the number of people living in a close proximity to the retail site. Great neighborhoods have many different housing options available, and that's what we're working towards.
Yep. So the good news is that new developers have come in to do new projects, and many of them are now including residential offerings. Fremont 9 just opened with 232 units, and the C3 Lofts opened with 48 units, and new residential projects are officially planned for Symphony Park. But what's in it for the city? The short answer is that we want more people to live, work, and play downtown to support the economy. When people are living downtown, there's even more support for local businesses, restaurants, entertainment, bars, you name it.
Yep, it's also a safety issue with more people walking around, with more people living, with children going to school downtown. You can have a safer area because there's more people, more eyes on the street, and people want a safe area for their kids. So you're going to increase the safety. You're going to have diversification because the more different kinds of people that are downtown, the more different kinds of businesses that'll pop up to support them. And it's environmentally advantageous, of course, because less driving. People can walk around. Everybody wants a walkable city. So that's less cars on the road. And the expansion of the Las Vegas Medical District, now that UNLV has a medical school, that's going to bring $3.6 billion economic impact by 2030 downtown, but also further increase the need for housing. So we want to have new projects in place to meet this growing need.
And we're also finding that millennials love living downtown.
Those millennials.
I know. They're so finicky. They love living in these traditionally older neighborhoods that provide houses that really have a lot more character than what we see in the newer suburbs. But they also care more about walkability and biking, which makes easy access to downtown housing even more important.
And it's just cool to live downtown. You can be next to the bars. You can be next to the cultural events.
Yeah, it seems to be the hallmark of any great city. And so it's the next phase of our redevelopment plan for downtown Las Vegas.
Imagine being able to roll out of bed and walk into the Smith Center. It's my dream.
And we're hopefully going to turn those dreams into reality as we continue to add more housing options downtown so that if you love it and you work down here, you can live and play down here too.
And we toured the Fremont 9. It was nice. So you can catch up on past episodes at lasvegasnevada.gov/podcast. Use the hashtag VegasTMI on social media to submit a question to us for a future episode. You can subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Play Music, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts, we'll be there.
We'll see you next time.